I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For refugees arriving in a new country, everything's unfamiliar. The culture, the climate, and often the language. That's the case for refugees who settled in Fargo, North Dakota. Their children tend to outpace them in getting acclimated, and that's creating a host of problems. So some local volunteers have stepped in to lend a hand. The World's Jason Margolis reports from Fargo.
Fargo police officer Christy Jacobson has responded to a lot of 911 calls, but few with less urgency than this one.
A teenage girl called the police on her mother because her mother had prepared a very simple ethnic meal for her, and she didn't like it.
Refugee children have been calling the Fargo police because they don't want to do the dishes or wear a particular shirt. Police have gotten a lot of calls about this. Parents were taking away their kids' Mountain Dew.
The children didn't like it because they had gotten used to drinking it. They enjoyed the caffeine splurge and things like that, and so it became a power struggle.
A few years back, the Fargo police assigned Jacobson to work as a cultural liaison officer with new refugees. Close to 4,000 have moved to the Fargo area since 1997. That's about 2% of the greater population. The refugees have come from places like Bosnia, Liberia, Iraq, and most recently a large influx from Bhutan. There's a common theme among the new arrivals.
The kids get to know the language and the culture before the parents do, and the parents are terrified.
That's Bonnie Sanders. She runs the English Language Learners Program for the Fargo School District. She says when refugee children arrive here, they're quickly placed in school. Their parents go to work cleaning hotel rooms or working in chicken processing plants. They don't get the benefit of immersion. The parents get some English instruction, but Sanders says it's not adequate.
It's 2.5-3 hours in the morning. That isn't enough for them, 4 days a week. The other thing is then when it comes to the end of the month, it's $2.50 to ride the bus. They can't afford to get there. Or they have a sick kid. They can't go.
In Fargo, there's another barrier to English learning, the winters. Police officer Christy Jacobson describes it this way.
Fargo, we actually won some national competition of being the worst weather city in the U.S. Yay, us.
Winter temperatures regularly dip down to negative 10 or negative 20 degrees.
And then with our windshield factor, we can get into negative 30 or negative 40.
Now imagine you're a refugee from Rwanda or Sudan, and you don't have a car because you came to this country with nothing, and there's no direct bus to class.
And so you'll see them just bundled up like little Eskimos walking a couple miles to English class and back to their homes.
The refugees' lack of English skills has also caused some tension in the community. Heather Rank teaches a college class where she has her students write a letter to the editor about an international issue of concern.
And time after time in every class, I would see a fairly negative article from the students about why there were so many immigrants moving into the community. A lack of understanding about who refugees were or why they were here.
This got Rank thinking. There has to be a better way. She helped raise money through the local Rotary Club to provide alternative places and times for refugees to learn English.
The girl is drinking.
The girl is drinking.
What does that one say?
In this classroom, about a dozen refugees from Bhutan and Ethiopia are hunched over computers, looking at colorful images on the screens. They're using software from the company Rosetta Stone. A voice describes the photo. Then the students repeat a syllable, a word, or a phrase into a microphone. The students are paired off with volunteer tutors from the Rotary Club.
Drain.
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 This woman is trying to say the last syllable of the word children.
Drain.
That boy is.
Several volunteers get a little frustrated.
You're going to have to speak louder. Don't worry about us. Just you have to yell it.
I spoke with several refugees about their experience learning English. I wasn't able to go too in-depth with my questions because, not surprisingly, they don't speak much English. Still, I asked Beta Adikari from Bhutan what was better, the classroom or the computer.
Easier in a computer.
Why?
Because we listen the sound and accent. That is why it is easier to understand.
There haven't been any studies that show how well the software works with refugees, but local Rotarian Heather Rank provides this unscientific assessment.
I think it is working,
When Rank says it's working, she's talking about more than just the software. She says it's working because local volunteers are interacting with the new immigrants, and they're creating connections between communities. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Fargo, North Dakota.